From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. An audit of the governor's office finds that Governor Jay Nixon is still using money from other state agencies to cover some expenses from his office, despite prohibitions from lawmakers from doing so. Marshall Griffin has details.
For the past 4 years, lawmakers have added language to the state budget forbidding the governor's office from shifting funds from most state agencies to his office. But Deputy Auditor Harry Otto says Nixon has been violating that provision regularly.
The total is in the area of $1.9 million over a three-year period. And of that, about $948,000 is personnel.
Otto says six employees within the governor's office were paid with funding from other state agencies. In a brief response, the governor's office says that it, quote, accounts for its operational cost in a manner that properly reflects the nature of the work it performs, end quote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Emergency 911 systems in Missouri would get a new funding stream under a measure that supporters say is needed to enhance outdated services across the state. The Missouri House voted Wednesday to pass a bill that would allow local governments to collect a maximum $1.50 monthly fee on cell phones with voter approval. It would also impose a statewide 3% charge on sales of prepaid phones. Supporters say that as landline use declines, a new source of revenue is needed to fund 911 services. The money collected on prepaid phones would be distributed as grants by the state to encourage consolidation, implement services in areas without them, and provide emergency texting capabilities. A portion would also go to the Poison Control Center. The bill now goes to the Senate. Public access to footage from police cameras in Missouri would be restricted under a measure moving forward in the legislature. The Missouri House gave initial approval Wednesday to a measure that would exempt such footage from the state's open record laws. Activists have rallied around encouraging police departments across the country to use body cameras to record interactions with police after last year's fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a Ferguson policeman. There is no video of that shooting. But Missouri lawmakers are reluctant to require police cameras because the state constitution prohibits unfunded mandates. The legislation would allow agencies to block access to footage and require court action to override that decision. Supporters say they want to balance privacy concerns of individuals with the public's right to know. The House approved a measure on a voice vote to create statewide regulations for ride-sharing companies, including Uber and Lyft, on Wednesday. Opponents from Kansas City and St. Louis say it would remove cities' abilities to protect residents. The measure would require background checks and insurance, as well as a local license for companies to operate. Supporters say it would ensure Uber and Lyft could operate in the state with some regulations. Democratic Representative John Carpenter of Kansas City says the proposal is an example of big business taking advantage of local government. The measure would block more restrictive local regulation of the companies. It needs final approval in the House before moving to the Senate. Missouri's deputy state auditor says he and another official will lose their jobs once a new auditor takes office next week. Deputy Auditor Harry Otto says that he and Chief of Staff Trish Vincent will be replaced when Nicole Galloway is sworn in. Galloway was picked by fellow Democratic Governor Jay Nixon as a permanent replacement for Republican Auditor Tom Swike. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.